Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all on Seago.com, where you can go to get the news from that region. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have a serious story of substance this morning, and it has to do with Medicaid reform, specifically Otsego County. Explain.
David, the Collins-Faso Amendment to the Republican health care plan requiring the state to take over county Medicaid costs if the AHCA passes has become a bit of a hot potato here. The other day at the county board meeting, the board's vice chair, Ed Frazier from Unadilla, he handed out a list of numbers to his colleagues, and he didn't tell them what the numbers were, which was his point, so he had their attention. Then he began filling them in. There are 3,144 counties nationwide, and altogether, nationally, they contribute $9 billion in support of Medicaid. However, most states pick up the Medicaid tab. In New York State, the 62 counties pay the $7.3 billion, the $7.3 billion out of $9 billion total. Now, that's bad enough, but the shocker here locally is 90% of Otsego County's property taxes go to this one mandated purpose, to pay for Medicaid. So there's some money from sales tax, and there's some from bed tax, but $9 million of the $10 million in the local tax levy goes to Medicaid. So I called Steve Accarino, the director of NYSAC, the State Association of Counties, and he said it's actually been worse. He said a few years ago, Otsego County and Erie County each paid 110% of their property tax levies just to cover Medicaid. What's worse, rich counties like Westchester pay less per capita to cover local Medicaid costs because fewer of their residents are on Medicaid. And in poorer counties like Otsego, we have more poor people, so we pay more per capita. So in the big picture, that does seem unjust. And apparently this has been in place since the 1960s when Governor Rockefeller put it together. And he tried to undo it the following year, Accarino said, but couldn't get the state reps to go along. And ever since then, almost every governor has tried to roll it back. But this arguably unfair system is still in place 50 years later. So Collins-Faso, while never going into effect if the Republican health care plan fails, may have the benefit of raising public awareness about this Medicaid reimbursement situation. In any case, it looks like our local county reps will draft a letter to Governor Cuomo asking him to lift this Medicaid burden off the counties and is going to start looking to get support from as many other counties as possible and legislators like our Senator Jim Seward. And with the governor looking toward running in 2018, this is an issue that would certainly resonate upstate. I mean, every county is strapped with fighting heroin, economic development. Here, for instance, we need a new jail, and that's going to cost $30 million. So, you know, who knows, David? I mean, some good may come out of Collins-Faso, which itself may not be such a great idea.
We've been talking with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and many more. Jim, thanks as usual for joining us.
Thank you, David.